Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1. Make way for the coming of the Lord. December 30, 2004. From the Lord, our God and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for Timothy, and for all those who have ears to hear, regarding the Indonesian tsunami. Thus says the Lord to His servant, Timothy, hear my words and write. Receive my words and have understanding, for my words are truth, a gift for those who give heed, a blessing for those who walk in them, bringing peace to the hearts of all who believe. My son, I know your pain, I feel your anguish, yet you need not shed tears over these little ones who were swept away, for they have returned home. They dwell in the bosom of their father, once again. Therefore, do not be troubled, be at peace. Trust in my will, though you do not yet fully understand it. Yes, I know your heart remains heavy over all these dead, over these many ten thousands who were taken away by the sea. Indeed, many shall fall asleep because of the quaking of my footsteps. For the day draws near when I shall tread the grapes in the winepress of the wrath of my fury, when I shall shake the heavens and the earth, when all at rest shall be moved from their places. For the peoples of the earth rest in things they should not. They lie down in perverse traditions, and give themselves to the abominations of the pagan and the heathen. They put their faith in things which cannot save, and their trust in the things of this world. Behold, they worship the works of their own hands, as they deny their Creator. They trust in that which is worthless, and in vain they bow down to lifeless statues and pray to graven images. False gods abound. Yes, they pay homage to idols which cannot grant life, neither can they take it away. There is no healing power in them, neither can they speak, nor are they able to hear. All is vanity and vexation of spirit, doctrines of demons, for all the religions of man are utterly useless. Therefore, I ask you, can a house be built from one piece of wood and one nail? No, I say, by two pieces of wood and three nails shall it be built. Can a house stand for long without a foundation? Is a kingdom established in a day? Behold, the earth and everything in it must be cleared away, all must be moved from its place in preparation, for my kingdom comes. Yet the people cry, disaster! So much death and mourning. Yet I say, do not mourn for the dead, for they only sleep. They abide in darkness for but an instant. For the dead know nothing at all, they know not the passage of time, nor of the seasons. They have closed their eyes to this life, yet they shall surely open them again. Behold, all shall look upon the face of the Lord their Redeemer, the one who died yet is alive forevermore. Amen. Now look upon those left, look at these who have escaped disaster and death. Their hearts have begun to change, as they cry, have compassion. Saying within themselves, what is this life of mine filled with all manner of material things and devices, all manner of comforts and pleasures? None of it matters. Only people and my loved ones matter. Only life is important. And so they cry and lament. Yet again I say, wail not for those who have passed away, for most assuredly, I say to you, by no means does death have the last word, nor mourn for the little ones as one without hope. For they have returned home. Wail for yourselves. Wail loudly for those whose hearts have become like stone. Wail for those who have eyes yet refuse to see, for those who have ears yet refuse to hear. Wail, for they know not the kingdom of God, nor do they seek Him. They have forgotten the place from whence they came, and want no part with Him through whom they were made. Therefore, thus says the Lord to the peoples of the earth, come together and help the afflicted, have compassion and show mercy, and love your neighbor as yourself. Then will I also have compassion upon you and show you mercy. Yet if you will not have compassion, nor show mercy, nor love your neighbor as yourself, then watch in astonishment how quickly I stretch out my hand against you. Behold, I will command the earth, and it shall rise up and consume you. For that time has come. Therefore, wake up and pay attention, awaken out of this sleep and call upon my name. Seek out my will that you may know it, heed the sound of this trumpet and prepare. For how can one see the end while standing at the beginning? yet all is known to me. Behold, my kingdom comes, and my will shall be done on earth as in heaven, says the Lord God.